During a round of interviews with dozens of reporters on Wednesday, Gordon, a sophomore from New Jersey, said he just wanted to be himself, live a happy life, and not hide the truth any longer. He was not necessarily looking to become a trailblazer.
There wasn't nobody like a high-profile player that came out in Division I, so I was waiting around, and then I just came to senses that it's not going to happen right now unless somebody steps up to the plate and do it. I felt comfortable and with myself and happy about myself that, hey, it's a perfect time to do it.
But Gordon said he is comfortable with his new status as a role model.
And I'm ready to live up to that. The microscope is going to be on me everywhere I go. So, I'm a great kid, and, I'm not really worried about myself getting into any trouble or whatever on and off the court. It does come with a lot of responsibility, but I'm able to handle it, though.
Gordon said he had wrestled for about 4 years with whether he should come out as gay. During the past season, he had isolated himself from teammates and would go back to his room and cry. After the Minutemen lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament last month, Gordon sought counsel from friends and mentors who knew he was gay and made the decision to come out.
There's a lot of kids out there that's killing themselves over this and not able to live how they want to live. And I just want to be able to give them people confidence enough to just say, hey, it's all right to be gay. You can still play the sport that you love.
First, he had to tell his parents, which he did on Sunday, March 30th.
My mom, she wasn't, because she said she always knew. Mothers always know, so I already knew that was coming. My father was a little more, it took him a little more time, because I feel that probably no father wants to hear their own son tell them that they're gay, so it took him about a couple hours, but he came around and he was just happy for who I am and said he's always going to love and support me no matter what.
A few days later, he told his head coach and his teammates. One of the teammates, Tyler Bergantino, is Gordon's roommate. He said the team meeting was unforgettable.
The moment he said, I'm gay, his posture went straight up. He looked, the fog just left. You know, he looked like he was genuinely happy and comfortable and felt confident again, and I think that's awesome.
Gordon has received strong statements of support from the UMass Director of Athletics, John McCutcheon, and head basketball coach Derek Kellogg.
The reaction of the team and his family of brothers here has been great, and I think it's going to be a positive for a lot of different reasons. Not only within the Amherst community or at UMass, but for a lot of people nationally.
Pat Griffin is a professor emeritus in the social justice education program at UMass who consults with college athletic departments around the country on creating more inclusive climates and policies. She said there have always been gay student athletes, but most have chosen to keep their sexuality a secret.
This is true for every LGBT athlete I've ever known, is when they come out, they really feel like a burden is lifted, and they have more time and energy to commit to their academics and their athletics. It makes a big difference to be able to be true to yourself.
Griffin said larger societal changes in the last decade have made it far easier for athletes to come out.
And at the same time, there are a lot of more openness in terms of every field, whether you're talking about entertainment or politics or sports. Or any of the major institutions, there are more people who are open. And we know from the research that the more people know actual gay people in their lives as co-workers and family members and friends, it changes attitudes because it breaks down stereotypes.
Two athletes who recently came out as gay, NBA player Jason Collins and NFL draft prospect Michael Sam, both contacted Gordon to offer support and encouragement. Reporting from Amherst, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.